From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to welcome you once again to another edition of this program as we come together on this beautiful Thursday that God has made for us. And by the way, it makes no difference what the weather is. This is a day that God has made, and we should rejoice and be glad in it. And it's a beautiful day in the eyes of the Lord. Let's just make sure that we obey God in what He would have us to do. And that really is tied into what we're talking about this week. We've been looking at one phrase that the Lord Jesus Christ gave to His disciples in John chapter 20 and verse 21, where He says, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." And the foundation of this particular series of messages has come from a statement that I've heard many times down through the years as a pastor, and that is this, where people have come to me and they've said, "Pastor, I would love to do something for the Lord, but I have no idea what to do." Well, that is quite a statement. Because as we've emphasized throughout the course of this week in one way, shape, or form, everyone that God has saved, He saved them with a purpose to serve Him, and God never keeps His will from those who desire to know it. And so if you happen to be a born-again believer and you say, "Well, I don't know what God wants me to do," maybe you've never really asked God what He wanted you to do. Or maybe God has shown you what He wants you to do and you've not followed Him. Or maybe you're making excuses for not serving the Lord because He has shown you, but you'd rather do something else. And so right now, you're really not doing much for the Lord. Well, the fact of the matter is, every child of God has not only been chosen by God to serve Him, but has been sent by God to serve Him. And that's the emphasis of our study this week. And it's based upon that phrase of the Lord Jesus in John chapter 20 and verse 21, where He says, "As my Father hath sent me, even so send I you." Now, as we look at that particular statement, as I brought out yesterday, there are two thoughts there. Number one, God the Father sent God the Son. God the Father sent God the Son with a purpose. And that is to present the reality of God to mankind and to perform the redemption of God for mankind. And God the Son obeyed. He came to do, and He did do, all that the Father wanted Him to do. But the second thing we see in that phrase of John chapter 20 and verse 21 is where Jesus said, "Even so send I you." In other words, as God the Father sent God the Son into the world to redeem the world, God the Son has sent you and me into the world as well to deliver the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And this was a message that was given to Christ's original followers. And as I brought up yesterday, they all obeyed as far as we can tell, to the point that in just a few years, according to Galatians chapter 1 and verse 23, all of the people of the world had heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's amazing. For they did not have automobiles and airplanes and radio and television and the internet and all the modern technology that we have today to preach the gospel. They walked, or they were on some sort of an animal, or maybe on a boat, but they obeyed what Christ had told them to do. But not only was this a message to the original followers of the Lord Jesus, but it is also a message that was given by Christ to subsequent believers. That is, to everybody who came to Christ after the resurrection of Jesus after the church was established. And as we study the scriptures, we find that some have obeyed because they did what God wanted them to do. As God sent them, they went. And we can see a litany of people who down through the years obeyed the Lord. Let's start, for instance, with the Apostle Paul. You will remember that when he got saved there on the road to Damascus in Acts chapter 9, he said, "Lord, what would you have me to do?" And God directed him. And ultimately, as we read through the book of the Acts, we find that he accepted the Macedonian call and took the gospel basically, as it were, to Europe. And for those of us who live in the United States of America, we should thank God for that, because through Paul going to Europe, the gospel eventually came to us, and he obeyed. And down through the years, many have obeyed the Lord. William Carey is known as the father of modern missions. He went to India with the gospel out of obedience to God. Adoniram Judson was a pioneer missionary to Burma. He obeyed God and did what God asked him to do. Hudson Taylor spent 51 years in China translating the Bible. He did what God wanted him to do. Amy Carmichael went to Japan and India and shared the Word of God as God led her to do. Jim and Elizabeth Elliott went to Ecuador, where, as many of you know, Jim was killed by the Aka Indians. But he did what God wanted him to do. And over and over and over again, men and women did what God wanted them to do. They obeyed, and God blessed. We have a missionary who was sent by our church, the Faith Baptist Church of Altoona. In fact, she is the first person that ever went into full-time vocational ministry out of our church. Her name is Carlene Piper. She has been down in Ecuador for nearly 30 years, and she's gone through a lot of trials. When she went to Ecuador over 30 years ago, or nearly 30 years ago, there were nearly 20 people from her mission there in that particular town, in the Cuenca area of Ecuador. But over the years, for one reason or another, missionaries continued to leave that area. But today, Carlene is still there. She stood by the stuff. She obeyed. She realized that she was sent by the Lord Jesus Christ to Ecuador. And in the midst of the thick and the thin of things, the good and the bad of things, she stood by the stuff. She's remained faithful. And God has blessed her. And so, even as this message where Jesus said, "Even so send I you," was given to subsequent followers, and even though some have obeyed as they were sent, I will tell you, beloved, and I bring this to you with a sad and a heavy heart, that some have disobeyed and did not go and do as God sent them to do. Could that be you? Somewhere in the past, perhaps, the Lord called you to be a pastor, and you did not go. Somewhere in the past, perhaps the Lord called you to be a missionary and you did not go. Somewhere in the past, God called you to be a deacon or a Sunday school teacher or a member of the choir or a part of the outreach ministry of your local church and you did not respond positively. Could that be you? I could give you a litany of names of men and women who I know in nearly 50 years of ministry, pastoral ministry, who knew God had called them to a particular area of service unto him, and for one reason or another, they refused to go. Some of them started out, but they got discouraged because they had to raise funds and were unable to raise the funds, and so they got discouraged and quit. Others never did take that first step. I'll never forget a number of years ago, a fellow came into my study, and he was in his mid-50s, big man. He was weeping like a baby, and I called him by his name, and I said, Don, what's the problem? He said, well, 30 years ago, God called me into the ministry to be a pastor, and I did not go. And he was weeping and weeping and weeping. Now, this man was very faithful in our local church. He was the head of our bus ministry, and many boys and girls came to Christ through his ministry. But you see, he did what he wanted to do, and yes, God blessed it, but he missed out on God's ultimate blessing because he did not go into the pastorate as God led him to do. And unfortunately, he didn't even follow the direction of the Lord at that particular point of time either. But how many people over and over again have heard the call of God? Jesus sent them to do this, that, one thing or another, and they did not respond. Could that be you? Could it be you? Could it be you today? Jesus sent you, and you did not go. If that is you, I would encourage you right now to repent. And go to the Lord and say, Lord, forgive me for not following you. But today, dear Lord, I'm going to begin to do what you've called me to do without any excuses. And if you go to the Lord with that prayer on your heart, truly, I believe God will take you and use you in a great way. Repent over the fact that you did not obey him. Confess that as a sin and begin to follow him. And watch how he will bless you. Even so, send I you, is what Jesus Christ has said to his disciples. Are we going and doing all that God wants us to do? Tomorrow we'll wrap up our study on this subject of sent, so I trust that you'll be there by the radio. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.